and mass transit rally for legislators to stave off cuts by raising more revenue. I'm Lisa Ryan.
And this is Morning Edition on WILL at 8:49. We have 72 degrees at Willett Airport, 70 at Decatur, and 67 at Danville, with a high forecast for near 85.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by Farm Credit Illinois, dedicated to improving the quality of life for Illinois farmers by offering financial products and services geared specifically to the farm community and developing partnership-based relationships with its agricultural customers.
Good Thursday morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the opening commodity market report. In day two of the Kansas Wheat Tour, scouts viewed freeze damage, winter kill, drought stress, and disease, especially in the Southwest. The adverse conditions clobbered day two wheat yield estimates, which ranged from zero to highs in the upper 70s. The final yield average announced by tour organizers was 34.5 bushels to the acre for day two. By comparison, the 2014 day two crop yield was 32.8 bushels to the acre. This morning, USDA released its latest export sales report for the week ending April the 30th. The numbers look like this in millions of bushels: wheat this year, minus 5.4. Next year, 16.4. Corn this year, 33.1. Next year, 2.2. Soybeans this year, 12.5. And next year, 12.9. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is trading 17,769. It's down 9 points. The NASDAQ, 43.69, down almost 4. And the S&P 500 is 2,073, down just over 1 point. Joining us now with a look at agricultural weather is World Weather Incorporated meteorologist Drew Lerner.
Warm and humid conditions are present across the Midwest this morning. Temperatures running primarily in the 60s and lower 70s at this hour. That's still quite balmy for this time of the year. Winds are light and out of the south in most cases. Out across the easternmost parts of the region, they're actually light and variable. We do have a lot of sunshine going on this morning, except in the western fringes of the Corn Belt, where there is a band of showers and thunderstorms occurring in a couple of locations coming out of Minnesota through portions of Nebraska and down into eastern Kansas and western Missouri. The precipitation is not solid through that whole region. It does kind of occur rather erratically this morning. Well, as we go forward through the day today, some of those showers I just mentioned will work their way eastward across the Midwest. We're expecting to see the precipitation to advance in a relatively light manner. I don't think we'll see nearly the intensity of rain that has been occurring in some of the western Corn Belt locations. With that said, though, there will always be those exceptions, and we'll expect that to work its way across the region in a random sense over the next couple of days. The shower and thunderstorm activity that's in the west will be reaching the Mississippi River Basin area as we get into the afternoon and overnight tonight. In particular, we'll see the precipitation work its way into the eastern Midwest. For the most part, the precipitation will be mostly light to moderate. I imagine there's going to be a few locations, though, that we'll see some heavier rainfall. Totals are advertised over the next couple of days to run mostly a few hundredths of an inch, upwards to 5 or 6 tenths of an inch, but there will be some locations coming out of Kansas and Missouri into parts of Indiana that will likely see a good 3/4 of an inch, upwards to 1.5 inches, maybe something even greater than that. A few severe thunderstorms are possible, but the air mass temperature contrast is not nearly as sharp across the Midwest as it will be out in the western Corn Belt as we get into the weekend. There is a new low pressure center that will begin to form tomorrow in the southwestern portions regions of hard red winter wheat country. That new low pressure center is going to become the more significant weather feature for the weekend. We'll likely see strong thunderstorms, even some more severe thunderstorms occurring across parts of the southeastern U.S. plains and into the southwestern Corn Belt. Eventually, some moderate to heavy rains will evolve across most of the western Corn Belt from Minnesota and areas southward all the way into Missouri and Kansas and Nebraska. A lot of this will occur as we finish out the weekend and move into the early part of next week. For the most part, the heavier rains are going to be focused on Nebraska, portions of eastern Kansas, Missouri, and eastern Oklahoma. But all of the Midwest will be involved at one time or another. The storm system will push into the eastern portions of the region as we get out towards the end of the weekend into the early part of next week. I would imagine the most significant rains will occur in a couple of periods. One will be on Saturday in the eastern Midwest, and then we'll see the western Corn Belt wettest on Sunday, and again the eastern Midwest picking up on some more rain on Monday. The storm systems that are impacting the Midwest right now are causing some delays to farming activity, obviously, but we've seen some very good aggressive progress made across portions of the lower and eastern sections of the Midwest here recently, and that will be slowed down a bit with the showers are coming up over the next couple of days. Our temperatures, though, between rain events will be plenty warm. We should see quick drying taking place. Highs will be in the 70s and 80s in many areas in the Midwest today. We'll look for the temperatures similar tomorrow, and then as we move into Saturday and Sunday, 70 and 80 degree regions will be mostly in the central and southern parts of the Midwest, with a notable cool-off likely in the northwestern areas. Highs in Minnesota and the Dakotas this weekend may be only confined to the 50s and 60s, and we'll see the low temperatures at night dropping down into the 30s. The upper portions of the U.S. Midwest will see 30-degree lows early next week as well. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.
Let's see how futures are currently trading. Hard red winter July wheat is 504.5 up 1. Soft May 473 up, down 2 and 3 quarters. July 478 down 1 and a quarter. May corn 359 and a quarter down 7 and a quarter. July 362 down 4 and 3 quarters. December 378.5 down 4. May beans 986 down 4.5. July 977 and 3 quarters down 4 and 3 quarters. November 954.5 down 1.5. May soybean meal 317.30 down 30. May soybean oil 32.44 down 31. June live cattle 150.12.5 down 10. May feeders 214.77.5 up 27.5. And May lean hogs are 80.25 and they are down 10. Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Ellen Dearden of Ag Review, and she is in Morton, Illinois. Good morning, Ellen.
Good morning to you, Dave.
Pretty decent export sales on the beans if you include both old and new.
Yeah, old and new, and interestingly, the new crop exceeded the old crop. It looks like really across the board we're seeing a lot more sales pick up into this new crop. Brazilian farmers have been selling beans this week, not too many in Argentina, but I think that's kind of kept the lid off on the old crop beans here this morning. The strike in Argentina, there will be a vote by the port workers in the middle part of next week. That was put off from a vote this week. Now the government's kind of making rumblings that there will be repercussions if any further delays come, and yada, yada, yada. And that makes me think that perhaps this strike will be a very short-lived affair.
In the corn, old crop sales, export sales, very good. And maybe we're finding fair value at these lower levels.
Yeah, I think we are. Commercials have offered support to the market up until this morning. I think this morning's pressure is really coming on the 330 delivery notices that were posted, the first ones against the May corn. And I think that's really been kind of a problematic situation. Certainly the dry out in the eastern Corn Belt is going to let Ohio, Indiana, maybe even Kentucky farmers get some corn planted, and the market's reacting to that here this morning.
How do you think those deliveries will play themselves out?
Dave, I think they'll probably end up being snatched up pretty quickly. You know, we've had deliveries this week in the ethanol. I don't remember seeing deliveries before this month in ethanol, and ADM's been the stopper there. So my guess is they're going to be snatched up pretty quickly.
Wheat down a little bit today, and we'll get a final wheat number out of the Kansas tour later.
Yeah, the Kansas tour, the second day, the first day, the yield reports were very poor. Second day, when they went into south and southeast part of Kansas and the northern part of Oklahoma, saw yields that exceeded last year. But keep in mind, last year was really a poor year. The wheat is finding a little bit of support with this big plunge in the dollar this week. It'll be interesting to see how that the wheat market holds today or doesn't hold today.
Turn our attention to the livestock, especially those lean hog futures, where how will they finish the week technically could be very important.
Yeah, it could be. They certainly have had a strong week, and there's been a little bit of buying of hogs and selling of cattle on spreads, but I think the big story is the big improvement in carcass values, which have brought the packer back into this market big time. We certainly have seen a very strong hog futures market. Cattle, not so much. A lot of problem between 150 and 151, both on the June contract and the August cattle, live cattle.
Thank you much, Ellen. That's Ellen Dearden of AgriView, and she is in Morton, Illinois. Current tick in the marketplace. May corn, 359 1/4, down 7 1/4. July, 362, down 4 3/4. December, 378 1/4, down 4 1/4. May beans, 986 3/4, down 3 3/4. July, 977, down 5 1/2. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL, 580 AM and 90.9 FM, HD3 Urbana. It's 9:01 Central Time.